Well, hello. Welcome. Please live a worthy life. And shalom. Number 170723, A Year with the Church Fathers. It takes a sacrifice to be a good shepherd. The word pastor is just the Latin word for shepherd. Why were so many of the famous leaders of God's people actually shepherds? Ask Apharevat. It's because they needed to know how to care for creatures that were completely helpless. Jacob was a pastor, and Joseph was a pastor, and his brothers were pastors. Moses was a pastor, and David also was a pastor. So Amos was a pastor. These all were pastors who fed the sheep and led them well. Now, why, dear friends, did these pastors first feed the sheep and were then chosen to be pastors of men? Clearly that they might learn how a pastor cares for his sheep and is watchful and toils in behalf of his sheep. And when they had learned the manners of pastors, they were chosen for the pastoral office. Jacob fed the sheep of Laban and toiled and was vigilant and led them well, and then he tended and guided well his sons and taught them the pattern of pastoral work. And Joseph used to tend the sheep along with his brethren, and in Egypt he became guide to a numerous people and led them back as a good pastor does his flock. Moses fed the sheep of Jethro, his father-in-law, and he was chosen to tend his people, and as a good pastor he guided them. David fed his father's sheep and was taken from the sheep to tend his people. So with upright heart he tended them and guided them with skillful hand. Psalms chapter 78 and 72. And when David numbered the flock of his sheep, wrath came upon them, and they began to be destroyed. Then David delivered himself over on behalf of his sheep, when he prayed, O Lord God, I have sinned in that I have numbered Israel. Let your hand be on me and on my father's house. These innocent sheep, in what have they sinned? 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 17. In the same way, all the diligent pastors used to give themselves on behalf of their sheep. Aphrahat, Demonstration on Pastors 2. In God's presence, consider, when I find myself a leader in my family or at work or anywhere else, do I always put first the welfare of the people I care for? Closing prayer. Blessed be the shepherd who became a lamb for our reconciliation. Blessed be the branch who became the cup of our redemption. Through the Year with Thomas Merton. Religious arguments. The arguments of religious men are so often insecure, and their innocency and insincerity is proportionate to their anger. Why do we get angry about what we believe? Because we do not really believe it ourselves. Or else what we pretend to be in defending as the truth is really our own self-esteem. A man of sincerity is less interested in defending the truth than in stating it clearly, for he thinks that all the truth is clearly seen. It can very well take care of itself. No man is an island. Magnificat, July 2023. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, verses 34 through 11, chapter, and then 1. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns the gospel of the Lord. Meditation of the day. The sword that brings sanctity. Celine, let us use of Christ's preference, which has taught us so many things in so few years, and let us neglect nothing that can praise and please him. Let us be adored by the Son of his love. This sun is burning. Let us be consumed by love. St. Francis de Sales says, when the fire of love is in a heart, all the furniture flies out the windows. Oh, let us allow nothing in our heart except Jesus. Let us not believe we can love without suffering too much. Our nature is our riches, our means of earning our bread. It is so precious that Jesus came on earthly purposely to take possession of it, and still we would like to suffer grandly. Celine, what an illusion. We'd never want to fail and fall. What does it matter, my Jesus, if I fall at each moment? I seek my weakness through this, and this is a great gain for me. You can see through this what I can do, and now you'll be more tempted to carry me in your arms. Then I'm not going to be disturbed, but I shall always stretch out my arms suppliant and filled with love. I cannot believe that you would abandon me. It was when the saints were at the feet of our Lord that they encountered their crosses. Sanctity does not consist in saying beautiful things. It does not even consist in thinking them, in feeling them. It consists in suffering and suffering everything. Sanctity, we must conquer it at the point of the sword. We must suffer. A day will come when the shadows will disappear and there will remain only joy, inebriation. Let us profit from our one moment of suffering. Let us see only each moment. A moment is a treasure. One act of love will make us know Jesus better. It will bring us closer to him to yearn the whole eternity. God's Little Instruction Book, number 1, 2, and 3 by Honor Books. Golden Nugget number 1 is inspired by 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. It's easy to identify people who can't count to 10. They're in front of you in the supermarket express lane. Be patient with everyone. Second Golden Nugget, inspired by Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. Tact is the art of making a point without making an enemy. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Golden Nugget number 3, inspired by Proverbs chapter 16, verse 23. Be careful of your thoughts. They may become words at any moment. A wise man's heart guides his mouth. Charleston or Chesterton, day by day. You may come to think a blow bad because it humiliates. You may come to think murder wrong because it is violent and not because it is unjust. The ball and the cross. Reflection. Until Christ becomes all for the soul, all that has permanent and unchanging value, a man cannot enter into suffering for Christ. How could St. Marina, a 15-year-old girl, entering into suffering for Christ? Because Christ was all to her, absolutely all. How could St. Julita have rejoiced on seeing her 3-year-old son, Syriacus, dead for the Christian faith? Again, Christ was all to her, absolutely all. Behold how St. Tekin speaks exhaustively in the form of a conversation between Christ and man about how Christ can be all to man. Do you desire good for yourself? Every good is in me. Do you desire blessedness? Every blessedness is in me. Do you desire beauty? What is more beautiful than me? Do you desire nobility? What is more noble than the Son of God and the Holy Virgin? Do you desire height? What is higher than the kingdom of heaven? Do you desire riches? In me are all riches. Do you desire wisdom? I am the wisdom of God. Do you desire friendship? Who is a more loving friend than I? Who laid down my life for all? Do you desire help? Who can help except me? Do you seek joy? Who will rejoice without me? Do you seek comfort in misfortune? Who will comfort you other than me? Do you seek peace? I am the peace of the soul. Do you seek life? In me is the source of life. Do you seek light? I am the light of the world. Quotes. I'm not okay, you're not okay, but it's okay. Ancient wisdom for today's world. Augustine said, every individual will receive from God the amount of indulgence he has himself given to his neighbor. Jerome said, as God in Christ has forgiven us our sins, so let us also forgive those who sin against us. Gregory said, only the one who has forgiven can seek forgiveness. Isidore said, in vain do they who neglect being reconciled with that neighbors seek to be reconciled with God. Caesarius said, there is no trace of sin remaining in the soul that generously forgives the one who sins against it. Defensor Grammaticus, Book of Sparkling Sayings.